Hi.
Hey.
TJ, is that you?
You got it, darling. TJ Watson in the flesh.
It can't be. What are you doing here?
Now, is that any way to say hello to an old boy from down home?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. What are you doing here?
I told you I'd be here. Don't you remember?
No.
Well, I guess it has been a long time since you left West Virginia. You never came back to see us.
No, I never did.
Well, I thought I'd waited long enough for you to keep your promise.
Oh? Well, what promise was that?
To marry me, don't you remember?
You're
speechless, aren't you? Yeah. That's all right, darling. Believe me, you do not have to say a word.
I can't marry you, TJ.
Why not?
Well,
Yes, poor Paige here.
Because I am already married to this wonderful man right here. Hello,
baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, from town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Here.
Johnny almost fainted.
Did sort of thing happen a lot to him?
No, usually he just falls asleep. Well, who are you?
Oh, Andy, this is T.J. Watson, an old and dear friend of mine, T.J. Andy Travis.
How you doing? Good. I'm a singer.
Oh, yeah?
Good, good, good. This is the happiest day of my life.
Is it now? Uh-huh. What's he talking about?
Johnny and I are married. Have I ever mentioned that to you?
You parked that motor scooter in my space one more time and I'm running over it.
That is not a motor scooter. It's a mobile news unit.
Well, I think Johnny's coming around now. He's going to be fine.
What's going on here?
Jennifer's husband here is taken ill.
Husband? Where?
What's going on out here?
Well, sir, near as I can figure out, Johnny's sick.
Yeah, I see. Who's this guy?
We don't know.
What?
Oh, big guy. Wait, I want to talk to you.
No, I want to talk to you.
Well, I, for one, am not buying any of this. These two are not married.
They're not.
No.
Oh, yes, we are. We just kept it a secret.
Get out of here. Herb, Les, why don't you take Johnny on down to the bullpen?
Oh, yes.
Now, Johnny, look, go get him some water.
Okay.
Isn't this wonderful?
Shut up, Les.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you two got a lot to talk over here. Listen, I'll be in the bullpen with Johnny in case you need me.
Thank you, Andy. So, I guess this is goodbye.
Jennifer, is that man treating you all right?
Oh, TJ, you have nothing to worry about.
Well, I just want you to be happy now.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, we are so very happy. Now, you be sure to remember me to your mama and everybody. How is she, anyway?
Oh, Mama's doing fine. She's still up in the Correctional Institute up in Salem.
Well, I'm sure you'll just be taking that bus right back on home.
Well, I don't know, Jennifer. This is going to take some getting used to. You're being married and all.
I'm sure that there are a lot of girls back home who'd be proud to have a man like you.
You know, I tried to write you a few letters, but I just couldn't seem to get the words down quite right on paper.
These things are hard to say.
But I was able to write some songs about it. Like, do you want right here?
Oh, TJ, look at my desk. See, all that work is just piled up. Like, if you don't get going, you're going to miss your bus back home.
Well, all right, Jennifer Elizabeth, that's the way you feel. I'll do that. I'll just leave. I'll go catch my bus. I mean it. I'm never, ever coming back. Swear to God.
Johnny?
Darling.
I think I owe you an apology.
Don't apologize, just hold me close.
I'd like an apology.
Well, everybody, it's really a long story.
Good, I like it long stories.
That was T.J. Watson. Mm-hmm. He's from my hometown, Rock Throw, West Virginia. Well, T.J. was my big brother's best friend, and when I was just a little girl, he asked me to marry him, and I said yes. Well, I thought we were just playing, but he took me seriously, and then when he showed up today, well, I didn't know what to do, and Johnny just happened to walk out and be there, and here we are.
And T.J.'s gone.
Yes, he's gone now. I'm just glad he didn't do anything rash.
Well, I guess there's nothing left to do now but consummate the marriage.
Bailey.
Just what do you mean, rash? Is this guy dangerous?
Oh, no, TJ's really very sweet once you get to know him. The Watsons are, well, they're high strung. Thank you all for not giving me away.
Okay. Well, there's nothing left to do but go home and wait for the divorce papers.
You gonna be all right?
Oh, yeah. It's just that so much has happened in my life lately. I think I'll go powder my nose.
Would you take my chair back?
Yes, dear.
Well, okay, that was all very exciting. Let's just say I'll get back to work,
Jennifer!
Okay?
Look, Jennifer, it's none of my business if you're married.
Oh, I can explain.
Or who you're married to, but that big guy, he's back.
What?
Yeah, he's sitting in the lobby, singing.
You got the knife, I got the gun. Come on, boy, we're gonna have a little fun. I'd die for love. If you don't wanna meet me in the alley tonight, too late for talking and ready to fight. Leave her alone, leave her alone.
I ran into TJ, wanted to play me one of his songs, very insistent.
You like that song?
It's nice.
I wrote it.
It's very nice, very nice. Well, I better be going along now.
Wait a minute.
I'd love to stay.
Jennifer Elizabeth, I need to talk to you.
I'll be in my office.
No, Mr. Carlson, wait, everybody, come back. TJ, all of these people here are like my family. So whatever you have to say to me, you can say to them, too.
All right. You know, I got to thinking about how I came all the way down here on that bus to see my little darling, Jennifer Elizabeth. And then when I get here, she tells me that she is married to this fella. You know, I almost forgot I was a Watson. And as you know, a Watson never gives up.
TJ, I think...
I almost forgot about my dear old Pappy. And how the woman that he loved, the woman he wanted to marry, my mama, was already married to a fella by the name of Jenkins. Jenkins didn't want to give my mama up. So my pappy, being the man that he was, called him out.
Called him out?
That's right. Called him out.
To talk.
And then he shot him. Now, Jennifer, you tell me you're happy. But I can't be too sure about that.
Oh, believe me, TJ, we are just so happy.
I think I'll just stick around here for a couple of days and make sure that things are as you say they are.
Oh, isn't that nice? We can have him home for dinner, honey.
Absolutely.
How about tonight?
Tonight is good.
Good, good.
We can have everybody come over. It'll be like a party.
All right, that's great. And if things are as you say they are, everything's gonna be just fine. But if they're not, well, you do remember that story I just told you about my pappy and a man named Jenkins, don't you?
You got the knife,
I got the gun. Come on, boy, we're gonna have a little fun. I'm a jealous
man. Everybody, he's a jealous man.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Thank you, Johnny. They're beautiful.
Yeah, I got them from a Hare Krishna group down in the lobby.
They gave me some fascinating literature, too.
This is really very sweet. I think I'll put them in some water.
Okay. Is this a kitchen?
Yes, what did you think it was?
Looks like a science exhibit at the World's Fair.
I have a friend in the appliance business. Johnny, now the ice maker's in the refrigerator.
Ice maker in
Keep
the refrigerator?
Keep the ice bucket filled at all times.
Keep that ice bucket filled at all times.
And the oven is over here. It has the hot hors d'oeuvres. I thought we'd serve those a little later on. And then in the cabinet under here, we have the peanuts, popcorn, chips, dip in cheese. And over here on the card is all of the liquor. And this console operates all the appliances. See, there's a different button for each appliance. And we start over here with the hot dogger, the food processor, the toaster oven, the coffee maker, the can opener, the cheeser, the peanut butter maker, the mixer, and of course, the blender.
Blender?
Well, yes, just in case anybody would like to have a daiquiri.
Daiquiri, that's on the liquor cart.
And just remember, we are very, very happy.
Very happy. What if this doesn't work?
Well, then I'll just tell TJ the truth and let the chips fall where they may.
Wait a minute, I'm the chips.
Johnny, the bedroom is out here and down the hall.
The bedroom?
I want to thank you for helping me.
Oh, well, it's nothing really.
No, it's really quite special. I just hope that I can make it up to you somehow. Johnny?
Yes?
That's the doorbell.
Oh.
Do you want to get it?
Yeah. Why don't I get the door?
Okay.
Hi! Came over in Herb's camper.
Oh, thank you.
Here, hi, where's the bar?
Right down there.
Right down there.
Hey,
come on
down. Hey, this is nice.
Yeah, it's cute. Mr. Carlson, how much do receptionists make?
It's none of your business.
Herb will be up in just a minute. I didn't think we should overload the elevator. How are you, Johnny?
Oh, I'm happy. Happy, 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 happy.
Yes. Look at the view. You can see the river.
Copy that, Dumpling.
Okay, sweetheart.
Hi, Herb.
Hi, John. Six-pack of beer.
Oh.
I had a couple on the way up.
Why don't you just drop your coat in the bedroom, okay?
Oh, John.
Yeah.
Jennifer's bedroom?
Yeah. It's down at the end of the hall.
This may take a while.
Oh,
all right. When's PJ scheduled to arrive?
What the hell is that?
TJ, welcome to our happy home.
All right. I got these from some bald-headed guys down in the... How are you two lovebirds doing tonight?
Oh, we're happy.
Would you like a drink?
I'd like a beer.
Oh, would you get TJ a beer, darling?
Well, why don't I get a beer for him, dear?
Oh, okay. Just come in here, TJ, and make yourself comfortable. I think you know everybody, Bailey and Les.
So, Mr. TJ, you're from Appalachia, eh?
Oh, TJ, why don't you just come over here on the sofa and make yourself comfortable?
Hey, TJ, what kind of work you in down there?
I'm in the shine business.
One of my uncles was in the shine business one time. 7 years.
What I'd really like to do is be in the music business. Like to write songs, make records.
Here's that tall, cold one, TJ.
What a bedroom! Hey, John, have you seen that bedroom?
Of course my husband has seen the bedroom.
Oh, hi. Herb Charlie Care, General Sales Manager.
Oh, why don't I just come over here and sit down next to you, TJ? You just move over a little bit and I'll sit right down next to you. And Johnny, my darling husband, will sit right down
over
here.
I'm her husband.
Oh, TJ. I'm sure we'd love to hear one of your songs. Wouldn't everybody like to hear TJ's song? Yeah.
Well, I just happened to have one here on the tip of my brain. It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west with a wild sunset and a coyote basil. Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
This is nuts. This guy isn't buying any of this.
Herb, why don't you just relax and enjoy yourself? This guy's good. So why don't you record that song?
And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Down, down, down. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun. The cat had a shot of rye. Down, down, down. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Said the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Da 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 da.
I gotta say it, TJ, you really picked that thing.
You play guitar?
Well, a little bit. I got one back at the house. In the back bedroom here. Actually, it's not even there. It's broken. It's in the shop.
I sat on it, silly me.
Yeah.
What about kids?
What about them?
You have any?
Yes.
No.
I mean...
They're adopted.
They're staying with friends. They're fully grown, most of them. Relatively mature.
Jennifer Elizabeth, what in the world is going on around here?
I'm sorry, TJ.
Let's be careful, darling.
This has all been a lie. We're not really married.
You mean you're living together and you're not married?
Chips are falling.
No, you see, we're not living together either.
Well, then what is all this about? Why didn't you just tell me straight?
I don't know. I guess I didn't want to hurt you.
Well, you did. You all did.
Hey, hold it, TJ. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about your music.
Jenny, let him go. Don't.
TJ, you can't leave like this.
The hell I can't.
TJ, this is all my fault. I should have told you the truth from the very beginning.
You sure should have.
Would you please just step out here for a minute?
Can you just hold the button there, buddy?
Sure.
TJ, all those things we said to each other back home, well, that was a long time ago. You can't hold me to that.
No, I guess not. You want to take it on down?
That's okay.
TJ, I am really sorry if I've hurt your feelings in any way.
Well, that's all right, I guess. I haven't been exactly telling you the truth either.
Really?
Well,
tell her.
Well, do you think you're the only person that ever wanted to get out of Rock Throw, West Virginia? I want to be in the music business. I want to write songs, make records. I sent a letter down to Nashville. They wrote me back and they said for me to send them a demo tape. And while I thought that you're being in the radio business, you might be able to help me get one done. That's the real reason I came up here.
Oh. Well, then, I forgive you, too.
Can you help him?
I really don't know anyone in the record business, but I'm not totally without influence.
I bet that's right.
Well, it really would be nice if you could help out a boy from back home.
You know what? We'll make a tape of one of your songs and we'll send it to Nashville.
That would be great.
Is that it? Don't we all feel better now?
It was Del and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west where the wild sun sets and the coyote faces the moon. Del and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Said a mumbling word. And the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the bar back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Bella and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool, and he never said a mumbling word.